What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Music. This is a podcast ran by your boy, Keys to the Game, also known as Kareem, formerly. Keys to the Game is my platform on Instagram. That is Keys with a Z because the S is taken. I utilize my platform to be able to enrich very, very good education into independent artists. I teach them how to be the best music entrepreneurs that they can possibly be by way of tips and strategies that I provide on a daily basis. So if this is your first time attending this podcast, I want to say welcome. If it is not your first time and you're someone who comes back to these, I want to say welcome back. And either way it goes, thank you. Today's episode is very special. This one is a episode that I brought a guest with me to really get you to understand this really special thing. The reason why I'm being so secretive about what it is because I don't want to tell you. I'm just going to be honest. I just want you to listen and hear more about, you know, everything that's to come. And it's kind of hard to even talk about it without telling you what it is. Just know that I brought Jonathan Stone with me. He is the chief creative curator of a platform called Rocket Songs. It's one of the most relevant online source for singers and artists to discover, license, and record unreleased original songs from many of the music world's top hit makers. So basically the way that the platform works is a lot of the songwriters and content providers on the site Rocket Songs have worked with artists such as Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson, and a heck of a whole lot more. And the songs that they've written, I don't know, my English is bad sometimes, but the songs that they've created that haven't seen the light of the day, but were still projects for these major artists, Rocket Songs takes those songs and they then become available to, you know, me, you, whoever, who's looking to not have to write an entire song themselves and get something that's been created for the best of the best of the best, literally the creme de la creme. So before I get into this episode and, you know, like I allow Jonathan to speak about this very, very wonderful platform, I just want to give you guys some announcements, just a couple things, nothing too crazy, you know, the usual. One, I'm still doing my one-on-one sessions, completely free, 15 minutes. Book me and we can talk about whatever and we can figure out how to move forward in the direction of wherever we end off with what we're talking about. The reason for those calls is just because I know there's a lot of people who need help and aren't sure where to start. So if you need somewhere to start, then hey, go ahead and schedule a call. It costs you nothing but your time, and I'll be more than glad to have you. Now, the second thing that I have to talk about is my release readiness quiz. The quiz is to help you figure out if the song that you are contemplating putting out is actually ready to be put out, because how much of a tragedy would it be thinking that you're ready, putting it out just to find out that you're not ready and it shows during the process of that rollout. I don't want that to happen to you. You don't want that to happen to you. So that's why I created the release readiness release. I don't know why I just struggle saying it. I think it's the double R, release readiness quiz. So head on over to the link in my bio on Instagram if you're interested in either one of those things. They cost you nothing but your time and they're tremendous resources. You hear me? So now that that's out of the way, let's go ahead and move into this interview with Jonathan Stone. I'm really, really pumped to share this with you. I honestly never heard of the platform prior to Jonathan and I meeting, but when I did my homework on it, I was just like, wow, I'm completely sold on it. I think everything about it is a freaking steal. And if you're someone who could utilize this, please, please, please take advantage of it. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into the interview with Jonathan Stone and I. I hope that you gain some type of value from this. because I think there's value from start to finish, especially because of how much of a strong background in the music industry Jonathan has. But I'll let him do the talking on that part. So without further ado, here is the interview between Jonathan and I from Rocket Songs. I hope you enjoy.
I've been in the music publishing business since the early 80s. And so that's my background. I've worked for Sony ATV. I've worked for Quincy Jones. I ran his production and publishing companies for 3 or 4 years. I worked for MCA Universal for a number of years. And then I went to work for the largest independent music publisher at that time, which was a company called Windswept Pacific Entertainment, which had signed and developed artists like, you know, Beyonce and TLC and lots of different writers and producers out of the Atlanta area. So in addition to that, we were just a full service music publishing company. So I was with Windswept for about 20 years. And around 2010, decided really to sort of go off and start my own music publishing company, and also had this idea, beginning of the idea really for Rocket Songs, which we really didn't get up and running until a few years ago. But it all just kind of started with the idea that I know all these writers and music publishers have some great songs in their catalogs that aren't seeing the light of day, that aren't being released to the public, that you don't hear on the radio, that don't become viral hits or don't get used in a particular film or television show. So there's a lot of great sort of, I guess you could call them hidden gems out there, written by pros, written by people that are at the top of their game. Not everything these folks write gets used. For every Christina Aguilera project or Bruno Mars project, there's probably 100 songs that are recorded and tracked. And ultimately, people don't really release albums now, but, you know, there's maybe a tenth of those that are used. And the other 90 songs might get plugged into somebody else's project. But for the most part, a lot of that stuff tends to kind of sit in the publisher vaults in the songwriter's catalog themselves. And they just kind of sit on a hard drive, right? Or sit somewhere on somebody's computer, and not every song.
Unused.
One way that people have been monetizing these kinds of catalogs in the past 4 or 5 years has been to try and plug them into film and TV projects. That's called a synchronization license. So there's a lot of websites out there now where you can take your songs and your music, put your music up, and people will come and license your songs for a video project. And that's called a synchronization license. So that's a different thing. That's taking an existing piece of music, a master or a really good demo, and just taking it as it exists and plugging it into a video project and a visual project, a visual medium. That's called a sync license. So what we really do at Rocket Songs is make that same material available that's been sitting around, right, in the vaults and then people's catalogs, and putting them up on a website and inviting singers to come and peruse the catalog, try and pitch yourself, try and find yourself a great song. And there are a lot of folks out there that aren't songwriters. There are certainly more singers than there are. There's certainly more great singers than there are great songwriters, probably. Becoming a really good quality songwriter, producer, it takes a lot of work. And it takes a lot of, where some people are actually born great singers, right? Nobody's just born an actor, writer, and a producer. That's a specific skill that you have to learn. Some people take to it and are better at it than others. So we provide these already completed songs, these already written songs. The productions are available if someone wants to license the production as well. And we put them available in a database, and a member can come to the site. It might be someone that's a singer. It might be a management company. It might be a record company that's just looking for a great song to record, not to put into a film project, although they can do that later on after they do their recording. But initially, it's to come and just find a great song. When you're gonna go into the studio, and then I'll take a deep breath here, and I'll let you say something, Kareem. But when you're going to the studio, there's a couple of things you know. You know you're going to record a song. That's what it is. You're going to record some kind of a song. There's only two ways to do that. There's only two ways to find that song. One is you're going to write it yourself. The other is you're going to get it from somebody else who wrote it. Like in the case of Billie Eilish, you know, when she first started her project, she recorded all of her brother's songs. She didn't really write. She's 15. But he was a writer, and he created this sort of image and thing for her. And now she's on it herself. So that's kind of a, would have been perfect a scenario for a Rocket Songs type scenario, where somebody's a young singer and they want to find a quality piece of material. This is where they can go and license it. They pay us a fee. They pick the kind of license they want, which is a further down the line discussion, and off they go. But that's it in a nutshell. It's a place for singers to go find a great original song, not a cover song. This isn't a place to go and get a license to do a Bruno Mars Uptown Funk. You don't go to our website to do that. There's other websites that provide you access to songs that are already hits and that you're doing a cover of a hit song. This is doing a cover of an original unknown song that you can hopefully have a hit on and make your own.
So let me ask you this. So the writers that you have on your platform, you know, like let's say I was an artist and I was looking for a hit song, will I be able to know who the writer is and whom they worked with? Or is it just, because I know there's categories, like you can pick upon category, of course, but even when you go beyond that, will you be able to see who the writer is and like what their work is? You know, maybe like a profile or a bio or something?
Yeah, they've all got, all of the songs have a profile and bio associated with them as to who the company is. For instance, we have publishers that are giving us their songs, and we also have individual writers. So some of our content partners might say something like Combustion Music, and some of our content partners might just be the name of that writer, like Michael J. He just puts up his name. And so there's two different kind of scenarios, but in both cases, yes, there is a bio where people can read and see, you know, where those songs are coming from, who a little bit about the person that's created them. And I think that's important because not only, I mean, the most important thing is that you find a great song that you hear and you fall in love with and you want to record and you think fits into your project. So whoever writes that song, or whatever company publishes that song, is kind of not irrelevant, but certainly isn't going to make any difference to the public. The public hasn't any idea who the publisher is on these songs, right? They don't know. In fact, the public just generally thinks that who's ever singing the song wrote it.
Yeah.
That's just what you think. And in a lot of cases, that's true. And these days, it's true in many, many cases. But most of the scenarios these days, you'll find somebody like a Bruno or a Beyonce or a Christina Aguilera or Maren Morris, whoever it is, you'll see that they're co-writing a lot of the songs. A lot of them.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're really two different skill sets, you know, and there's really not a lot of people that are totally capable of doing a really great job of both. So they'll bring in players and they'll bring in people to help them create any one particular project. They'll have 20 other writers and producers on it besides the artist in many cases these days. So obviously a lot of our customers aren't going to have access to that kind of talent, those kinds of songs. They aren't going to be fly to Los Angeles or fly to New York or fly to Nashville, meet with all those people and try and find a great song. It's great if you can. That would be, I guess, the best way to do it. But for the most part, you're going to try and do a search online, see if you can find something. And that's really all we've done. We just basically put up the catalog. Well, it's not all we've done, but we've put the catalog up, created a search engine so people can go in and do this, created a licensing mechanism so people can, once they find the song they like, they can pick the kind of license they want.
That's cool. So basically, it's like a one man's trash is another man's treasure kind of thing.
Well, I think that one man's treasure is probably true, because it's not really, I don't think it would be so much one man's trash, because as I said earlier, there's a lot of reasons why a particular song is a hit song and why a song isn't a hit song. And if a song is not a hit, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a great song. It just means that it didn't work for that particular project.
For that person, right.
The studio kind of didn't like it,
right.
But it's still a great song.
Right.
So it's still a great song. So you know, that's really what we're doing, is we're just making those songs available to folks. And anybody that goes on the site would hear the songs and hear the quality of the material. And it's all pretty strong.
Yeah. And do they get, like, let's say an artist was to go through with the process, do they get a reference of some sort, like a demo track?
Well, they can. We have a lot of different products on the site, not a lot, but a fair amount, 7 or 8 different products. And one of those products involves the instrumental version of the song.
So the instrumental version?
Yeah, like you might hear a great song, and along with that license, the instrumental track is available. So then you will get the instrumental track if it happens to be available. Not every song has an instrumental mix available, but if it does, then you will get that for your license. You'll get the instrumental, and you'll see ahead of time which songs have instrumentals and which don't. Some people want them, some people don't. The instrumentals are good for folks that are trying to just maybe develop themselves and go in and put their vocals on some instrumental two tracks and try and just, sort of practice in a way. Sometimes people will grab the instrumental tracks and use them for like talent show competitions and things like that for a backing track.
Gotcha.
And then our high-end product is really the full-on master files, the session files. So if somebody really
session files.
Yeah, you can get the absolute, and that's a much more expensive, but that's our high-end product, and somebody can get the actual stems to the session. And that's really a virtual recording experience for them. And those go anywhere from $295 to $895, because you're getting essentially a full-blown production that you can then download onto your...
I think that's still reasonable, though, if you ask me.
Extremely reasonable. When you think about, if you were to go into the studio to make a record, it could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. I have my own person, my catalog, I own a publishing company, and I have a catalog. My catalog, of course, is on the site, and I sold a master license this morning. It was a $495 license that somebody licensed one of my songs. And for that, they'll get the right to use that recording, their version of that recording that they produce using those files. They'll get a license to use that in perpetuity. So they can use it forever, any way they want. And, that's assuming that you find a song you like. But we have, 5,000 songs on the site, all written either by pros, or maybe some independent writer or producers that we feel are up and coming that are talented. So the platform for our content partners is open now. It used to be closed just to professionals. It's now open to independent writers and producers who we feel as though are just really talented and want to try and get their songs recorded. So, we're getting 400 or 500 songs cut per month, which is quite a lot. And so we've got customers all over the world. We're in 125 different countries at this point. And there's a lot of people internationally that are very interested in licensing our material. Half of our membership is international. So there's a lot of folks, a lot of singers that really want a great American pop song, right? Makes sense. English, right. pop music is universal. It's like country music doesn't play everywhere. Right? Certain forms of music aren't popular everywhere, but pop
music, they're constricted to a specific location.
Yeah, sometimes they are. Yeah. And pop music is really, it's universal. It's everywhere. It's Japan, it's Korea, it's Russia, it's UK, it's Europe, it's Canada, it's everywhere. A great pop single song, even though a lot of people might say, well, just another pop song. Yeah, that stuff plays everywhere. That's why, especially these days, if somebody does have a big pop hit record, the amount of income that's generated from that these days is, astronomical. Like Old Town Road.
Last year, that was a big one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. you know, unbelievable.
Oh, massive.
It's just, you know, unbelievable. That song might have generated $25 or $30 million just in publishing and writer revenue. It's just off the charts. So, or rather on the charts all the time. So, so there's a real interest in licensing a lot of our songs from the international community, which is also great because if you're a songwriter, particularly here in our country, how will you ever expose your catalog to people in another country? I mean, even if you're here living in Nashville or LA and you run around and pick your song, how would you do that? You know, how would you even get into, how would you even pitch songs in Japan, which is a huge market,
right,
now, in Korea, which is
right,
K-pop and all that. So, you know, it's
so you're pretty much a middle band.
Yeah,
you bring that to the audiences.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
sort of the go between between the content partners and the singers.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about more about the actual license. Like, what's the details on the license? Are there variations, if any?
Well, our basic standard license is $30.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you, that standard license really comes with all of our products, but it gives you the right to go in and record the song. If it has the instrumental mix available, then you get that. If the instrumental mix is not there, then you have to record the song from scratch, which they make records. You know, I mean, that's the way records have been made forever, is that you record your song.
Right.
Somebody gives you a song, you go in the studio and record it. So that's what our that's the basic fundamental standard license that goes with all of our licenses. So as I say, if instrumental mix happens to be available for that particular song, then you can use the instrumental however you like. You can put your vocal on it, you can re-record it yourself. Right above that, we have what's known as exclusive licenses. So those are licenses that allow you to take the particular song off of the website. So if you find a great song that you really love and you don't want anybody else to record it for a period of time, you can get an exclusive license and the song will come down off of the site and nobody else will be able to license the song for that period of time. And those licenses go from, I think at the moment they're $50, $100, and $150. So you get $50, you get a, for $50, you get a 3-month license. Then for $100, you get a 6-month license. And then $150, you get a license for a year. And that gives you the standard license and it takes the song off of the website for a period of time.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now above that is the, what's called the master license or the stem file license. Those start at $295 and go all the way up to $895. And as explained earlier, those come with the basic standard license, of course, but then you're also sent the session files to your device, to your computer, your home computer, your PC. They're put into a zip file, sent to you. You unpack them, load them into your Pro Tools system, or whatever, you know, GarageBand or whatever studio mixing software that you have, and they're then yours to do whatever you like. And those are basically all the licenses that we offer at the moment.
Yeah. And then how does that go? Like, you know, the artists, then they go and they create the project, and then they go and they push the song through the digital distribution. Your house, how are royalties handled, you know, as far as, you know, the licenses and getting the songs from off of the platform?
Well, the upfront licensing fee that they pay, let's say somebody buys the $30 basic license. So that's $30 that's paid to Rocket Songs. And that license is split 50-50 between the person that gave us the song, right? The content provider. And Rocket Songs. So we split that 50-50. Everything else you keep. If you're the publisher or the writer that put the song up on the website, you keep all of your 100% of your writer's income, your publishing income, all of that stuff you keep yourself. And the way you handle that is as if anybody were to record your song. If somebody were to record one of your songs, you'd have to make sure it was copywritten. You'd have to make sure it was registered at ASCAP and BMI. We don't do that stuff. That's, you're the publisher. We're kind of like an independent, like you mentioned, we're like an independent middleman, almost like a, I want to say song plugger. That's such an old fashioned term, but you know, we're trying to generate activity on your songs, and we take it upfront, mm-hmm. take a piece of the upfront licensing fee. Any royalties that come as a result of our efforts, those are yours. So you have to really answer your question. How royalties are handled is that, well, you know, how you would handle them if Bruno Mars cut your song. What would you do? You can go online.
Very true.
Yeah, you can go very online. True. And find, there's plenty of companies online that do music publishing administration. We don't do that at the moment. We probably will. It would make sense for us to offer that as an additional sort of an add-on. Like, for instance, TuneCore offers that. If you go to TuneCore or CD Baby, and you want to release your product, which those are the two biggest distribution platforms right now for independent artists, and then Spotify, of course, for streaming. But if you go to those platforms now and want to release your product, your music, they will ask you if you'd like them to if you would like CD Baby to administer your royalties. You can opt in or opt out of that. And of course, then they take a fee for doing that. So we don't do that at the moment, but that's basically how it works. We take care of the upfront licensing royalties we do, right? That $30, we're all over that. We split that with you, 50-50. That's what we're in for. The back end royalties from performance income, from streaming, from mechanical income, those are pretty much, you pretty much collect that stuff yourself. There are certain cases where sometimes one of our members will send us that that income, and then we pass it on through to our content partners.
Cool, that's good. I noticed on Spotify you can see who the songwriters are. Like if you tap a song, you can see the information to see who helped put in on that song. So if someone were to purchase from your platform, would they get the information that they need to be able to give everyone the proper credit?
Of course, yep.
Okay, good. Yeah.
They get all that. They get all of that stuff. They have to request it because we want to know if somebody's actually releasing. For instance, a lot of people may come to the website and license a song, but they may not ever do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And we really want to know if they're going to release it or not release it. So we just simply require that before you, you know, here's your song, do with it what you want, but before you release it, you have to just send us a request and say, hey, I'm getting ready to release. Please send me all the publisher and writer information. Just a one-step process. And so we do that.
And is that something that they would do via email, or do you get account?
They would just do it via email. And of course, when they initially license the song, they know who's writing it because that's where they're buying it from. Like every one of our content partners has a homepage on the website. And so you can go.
Oh, nice.
So you can see whose song you're getting. And so you pretty much know who the publisher is and the writer and where the song's coming from. You pretty much know that. Sometimes the real detailed publisher information, you don't have all of it. But then when it comes time for you to release, then you just come back to see, you just shoot us an email. It's all automated. Shoot us an email and say, hey, I'm getting ready to release. I'm always on a mountain when I fall. Can you please send me the information? And so then we get them the information.
Yeah. So in total, like if you could toss out a ballpark figure, maybe you know the exact number, but how many songs are sitting on the Rocket Songs platform?
Right now, close to 6,000. And in some regards, that may not sound like a whole lot compared to some websites when you look at something like, you know, iTunes or TuneCore or Spotify that have millions of songs. But these are thousands of songs that are all vetted. They've all been reviewed. Every one of them that goes up on the site and some may be better productions than others, but all of them are pretty good songs. And all of them, and a vast majority of them are beyond pretty good, although they're excellent. And all anybody has to do, for instance, we've been doing this for 3 or 4 years now, a couple of years in beta, and then really relaunched it a couple of years ago, or a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever complains and says, boy, you got a bunch of lousy songs on that website. People might complain about other things. They might say, well, you know, I can't figure out what the writers or the publishers, or even though you send it to them, I can't figure out how to log into my dashboard. But nobody ever says, boy, there's a bunch of crappy songs. You know, those, we've got to get that the best of the best. You know, the only place I don't know where you would find for this kind of a license, this kind of a quality material. We are right up there with the major publishers and the major, you know, that's who we've got on our site. Some of the people that have put songs up on our site are some of the biggest, most successful publishers in the world. Mm-hmm. So we've got some great stuff.
Well, I would tell you, just hearing about it right now, I'm totally sold. If I was lacking in inspiration or the proper creativity, like instead of struggling, I think the smart thing to do would be to get the assistance. I think there might be some kind of stigma, especially like in the hip hop community, there's a stigma against having someone add to your creative process. And I think that is the most ludicrous thing in the world. I mean, if you can sit and you can crank out, you know, your own product and it is absolutely amazing, you know, that's awesome. But some people need that extra, you know, they just need an extra. And to stigmatize them, that's ridiculous to me. I'd be totally sold.
We've had a lot of people come to the site, and this is not a license. This is actually the next license that we're going to be making available, because we've had a lot of folks come to the site and a lot of producers and engineers and programmers that just want a license like a beat or a chorus, because they're creating something new and they want to sample some of these original songs. So we've had a lot of folks that have come in that want to do that. We don't really offer that license right now, and that's a totally different kind of license.
So they sound like a backdoor. Like, they're like, hey, you guys offer this, and you'll give us this. We don't really need it for that, but yes, we still have a use for it.
Yeah,
and so it wasn't necessarily the intended use, Cade. Oh, that's cool.
We're getting a lot of interest from folks right now that are interested in, because, you know, almost all of our songs have, this sounds kind of... A little gratuitous, but I mean, all of our songs have a great chorus, almost all of them, because most of the songs that we put up on the site are songs that we think could theoretically be a hit. So there's a lot of original music here with amazing choruses and amazing beats. We just don't offer them like Beatport or I forget the other name of the site that's doing a lot of that stuff. As beats or as beat packs where people can purchase royalty free music, all that stuff. We're not a royalty free site. So, but we've had a lot of people that would like to grab some of these choruses and create new verses and write the lyric to a verse and maybe go with the chorus and then combine it to song. Essentially, they're just interested. There, a lot of folks are interested in sampling some of the material that we have on the site.
Yeah.
So that's really our next license.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you're ahead of the curve and you understand that there's this whole other market of people that come and use your site for something that it's not totally intended for, but you know, you're still paying attention and knowing, okay, you know, let's tailor to these people as well, because they obviously have a need for what we have to offer. So
yeah. Hey, who doesn't love a hit chorus? If they're not gonna they're gonna have to write it themselves, and that's hard. So why not at least go through some stuff and see if something speaks to you, see if something inspires you. That's what sampling's all about. Somebody hears something in a pre-existing song, usually it's been in a song that's already been a hit from the old days, and they'll take a piece of it and create a whole new song around that. And they got inspired by that. And so that's a lot of times, that's the first thing somebody will do, is they'll say, oh, that's a great, I love the hook on that song. I'm going to take that, use that as the foundation to create a new song. And then they'll build the verses and the choruses and the rest of the song around that. A lot of times that's the way they'll do it, as opposed to, you know, writing the song and then dropping in the sample. So they're looking to be inspired. And that's really what the sample license you know, we think we'll do, and hopefully we'll be launching that in the next couple of months, because there's a lot of interest in that and not a lot of websites that are doing that now. The problem with the sample license is there's a licensing issue where you're creating a new song that is a co-written song. Now the customer is coming in not only as a potential singer, but as a co-writer and as a co-publisher. And that's a little different, because right now, we don't offer that service on our site. In other words, you can't come to our website and rewrite the songs.
Right.
You have to come and sing them pretty much as they are.
So it does present some its own challenges and hurdles, but
yeah, it's a different thing. A lot of people do want to get involved in that process of creating beyond just the re-recording of the song, having something to say about the lyric and the production and the arrangement. That sort of ventures into becoming a co-writer on the song. So, you know, that's a really important part of the creative process these days, and something that we're going to be moving on probably in the next 2 or 3 months.
That's fast. Yeah. So I was, I think one of my most favorite parts about the website is the filter where you can pick what you're looking for. And I could sit here and talk a lot about it, but like, I'd rather you tell people about how they can actually go. And it's almost like a mood picker. It's like, you know, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a ballad? Are you looking for a male? Are you looking for a female? Are you looking for a duet? So please tell them about this amazing tool.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's actually very simple, but we did put a lot of thought into it, keeping in mind that it's a very specific thing that we're doing. Somebody's sitting down in front of a computer or laptop or a phone and pitching themselves.
It's very nice on the phone, by the way.
Yeah, it works great on the phone. We just rebuilt it a couple of months ago, and the interface on the website looks on the mobile devices is really strong now. It's really good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we put a lot of thought into what goes into that idea of somebody trying to find a song for themselves. And one of the things, after all of my years of being in the business, that I really discovered or realized is that somebody would come into my office and be looking for a great song to record for their project. And a lot of times they would leave and record something that they didn't even ask me about. It was all because we were in this give and take of a meeting, and somebody would say, well, can you play me something like this? And I would play them something like that. And then that would lead to them saying, well, gosh, I like that, but you know what? I think I want something that's got a little bit more of an angle. And by the time we were done to getting around to playing them different kinds of material, they would actually end up leaving with a song that wasn't anything like the original song. So we try to create the search engine and the pitch mechanism to come at you in wide buckets, so that obviously everybody has a pretty good idea of what genre they're in. The big bucket, right? Genre: pop, country, hip hop, you know, jazz, alternative, rock. There's probably about 10 really main genres that you would consider to be hit driven, where all the hits come from. You know, not a lot of stuff comes out of jazz, not a lot of stuff comes out of Americana, not a lot of, you know. So there's the big main genres are just what everybody thinks they are. And so we've created a lot of hyphenates to go along with those, so that if somebody's looking for something that's pop alternative, they can type in pop alternative, or they can type alternative country, or they can type in, you know, female up tempo country positive, because sometimes somebody wants a positive lyric. And so it's all very simple, but there aren't a ton of decisions to be made, you know, when you pitch yourself songs. And you can do anything from just saying female pop. Obviously everybody would always pick gender, but even that isn't necessarily the best way to go.
Right.
Certainly there's many men that could sing a song that was written for a woman, or vice versa, but you would certainly pick your gender, and you would pick your main big category. And then from there, you can sort of add in how you want to do your tempo and all that stuff. Tempo, you know, most people do all kinds of tempo. You know, most artists don't just do up tempo. So, right. You know, it just depends what they can drill down. They can get way into it if they want to, or they can pitch themselves, in a very sort of a vague general way, and hope that they get hits with different kinds of songs, you know, that you might hear something that just takes you in a totally different direction, and then that takes you in a different direction. We try to keep you in the ballpark, but we try to encourage you to explore.
Yeah. And then when they do decide on the project, I should have asked this at the licensing part, but are they allowed to, they can change the lyrics and everything, right? Like once they, you know, once someone purchases a song, or is that vary upon license?
No, you're not allowed to change the lyrics.
You're not allowed to change the lyrics. All right. See, that's a good thing right there.
Yeah, not allowed to change the songs are they are protected by a copyright, and these are existing songs. Yeah. You can request that though, and we have a lot of folks that will come. Not a lot, it's not a service that we offer, is that you can come in and write the lyrics to the songs, but if you have a lyric change that you want to make, you can just simply submit it to us, and we'll pass it on along to the to the content partner, to the person that put the song up on the site. And then maybe they'll approve it and maybe they won't. But for the most part, no, you're not allowed to just arbitrarily change the lyrics without getting approval. But there are some websites that are that way. We're just not
one of them. No, and that's fine. I mean, if I was taking a look at your site and I seen who were some of these songwriters were, I would just trust it enough right there to not even want to alter anything. You know, like it's good enough that I'm already getting the song that's written by someone credible for a steal. You know, so you know, I'm not gonna put 20 on 10 and try and change the lyrics around.
Well, it's a really good question. It's a really good question because that's kind of what the talking about in regards to the sample license, because if you get a sample license, you are allowed to write your own version of the song. So it could be that the sample license will also do that. It'll allow people to kind of take a song and maybe rewrite it. But as I say, that gets into a whole nother collaboration mode, you know, that we don't talk about that.
So I know your experience with publishing is very, very extensive. And I know that that's one of the areas that a lot of artists just drop the ball on. And I would probably say it's probably because it's not the most exciting thing or the most detailed thing to talk about, but at the same time, it's by far one of the most important things. So what would you say to artists that are having a hard time with understanding publishing? Like, what would you have any tips or suggestions? Like, what helped you? I'm sure you have a passion for it, but outside of the passion, like, what allowed you to crunch through some of the stuff that's not that great? Because we can be as passionate about, you know, anything, but there's still some parts in between it that are just a little like, you know. But so, like, what would you say to artists that, you know, that could potentially run into stuff like that, or will run into stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, because publishing has become really, really important in the past 5 years, even 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, sure.
Publishing companies have become probably more important than record companies in terms of generating income, potential income, and licensing revenue for the creators, for the artist writers, for the writers, for the artist. So publishing really deals with specifically with whoever wrote the song. Whoever wrote the song is the original writer, and they're also the original publisher. Unless they decide to sell their publishing to somebody, and I think that that's really a decision that the writer or the artist writer has to make. There's really two things that you deal with when you decide you want to be a recording artist. One of them is record companies. The other one is the music publishing rights. So you have to decide what you're going to do with that. Now, the biggest artists in the world are all with major record companies, without a doubt. I mean, there are certainly some artists these days that are maybe putting out their own records because of the internet and the nature of that. But still, the biggest artists in the world have major record deals. with record companies. So if you can get a deal like that, that's a great way to go. But you're going to be giving up a lot of your rights. You're going to be giving up your rights to some of those masters. And what a lot of people decide to do instead is go see publishing companies where they will give you a salary to write songs. They'll give you an advance or a draw, and you can just write songs and produce all day long. And it keeps you from having to take another job. So I would say to people that if you can find a situation like that, and that you're interested in giving up a percentage of your publishing to do that, then that's a great way to go. And, you know, just know that when you write a song, you own everything. You own the artist rights, you own the publisher rights, you own the songwriter rights, you own the record
company. You start off with everything.
You start off with everything.
Until you sit down and write a song. Until you start making negotiations and signing up for stuff and signing contracts is when
you got it all. And that's really there's really nothing to be intimidated about. I mean, when you start, if you start being offered contracts, or you start being offered publishing agreements, then you just got to get a lawyer.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought up the word intimidated, because if I was someone who wasn't really too well-versed in understanding publishing, depending on, you know, like verbiage and what's used on the site, something like Rocket Songs, it would scare me a little bit. But I think the website does a pretty good job at explaining things in a way that doesn't make it too intimidating. So that's why I asked you that question, because I know that publishing is one of those things that is just like the big monster in the room when you get to talk about it with artists sometimes.
So it used to be more so. People are a little more aware of it, and it's so easy to find out about it now. You just Google it, right? What's a music publisher? What's a music publisher? You couldn't do that 10, 15 years ago. So it's pretty easy to find out, and it's pretty easy to get a handle on how important those rights are.
Yeah. One thing I strongly recommend to people too, and I'm sure you probably would, is the frequently asked questions on the website are very, very, very detailed. I mean, literally anything that you can think of. I mean, even down to, like, I'm looking at it right now, even down to what do you mean by song? What do you mean by track? You know, it's just like, it's very, very, very detailed. So I recommend anyone listening to this episode to definitely check out the frequently asked questions, because there's a ton of them. And, you know, they're very, very, very detailed and straight to the point.
We assume that everybody that's going to come to the site, Kareem, is pretty much going to be new to the music industry.
Yes.
You know, even if you're not, there's stuff that you forget, and there's stuff you just don't, people don't know. People, you know, for the most part, they start their careers in the music industry as a hobby. It's not something that they jump out of and immediately they're doing this for a living. It's very rare. Yeah. Only recently have there been music business schools. Geez, there have been film schools before there were music business schools. I mean, Steven Spielberg went to USC Film School 40 years ago. They didn't really have the School of Music and all that stuff they have these days that teach executives and producers and directors. And even these days, there aren't really that many great music schools that teach you the everyday music industry. So it's a hobby. It's pretty much a hobby that people start out with. And it's just a fun thing. And you're singing and you're playing, and it's just very pure and organic, and it's just all great. And then if you're good, if you're not that good, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're good, people start coming at you. You know, your music starts getting more streams, you start getting more views, it starts getting more attention. And so then you have to sort of start dealing with all this stuff. And I would just say also to not be too afraid of parsing some of these rights out. You know, don't be so worried about everything. I mean, it may be worth you giving up 50% of your masters if a major label wants to sign you. It may be worth giving up 50% of your publishing if the biggest publisher in Los Angeles wants to sign you and they want to pay you $50,000 a year to write songs. Don't be afraid of doing that. You still always have 100% of your writer's income, and you have 100% of your artist income. So nobody can ever take those things away from you. The rest of it, the ownership of the actual masters and the ownership of the publishing rights, those are things that you can use to your benefit as a negotiating tool to get to where you want to go. If if nobody has any interest in taking those things from you, then you don't have to worry about it. But then you probably are pretty much on your own, and you're going to have to create your own buzz, your own brand, like so many people do these days. Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, all the, you know, so many people have broken now from, you know, from the internet, just doing their own thing. So it's fantastic. It's fantastic, you know, and the kids that are on American Idol and The Voice and all of that, you know, they're all getting a great shot, an opportunity to not have to try and get in line at a record company. Like it was back when I started the business, you couldn't get anywhere unless you got a record deal. There's no such thing as an independent record deal that would do anything for you at all. So, you know, there were like, you know, 8 or 9 record companies, and you either got signed by them or you just weren't going to ever be a recording artist. So these days, everybody's their own record company. So I think it's great.
Yeah. No, that was a very excellent message. Thank you for that.
Sure, sure.
So I want to be respectful of your time here, but before we wrap things up, I want to ask you one last question.
Sure.
This is usually my favorite question. I always save it for the end. But what is your overall mission, you know, with the platform, or I mean, even if it's just, you know, just a personal agenda, you know, with your passion in the business, what is it? Let's spill the beans.
Yeah, I think, and somebody else asked me that question, and I hadn't thought about it a lot, but I think here's what I, when I dream about it, my dream would be that at some point, and I think it's very attainable, that whenever anybody is thinking about making a record, like I said at the beginning, when someone's going to go into the studio, there's only two ways to get a song. You're either going to write it or you're going to get it from somebody else. That's it.
Right.
So my hope would be that at some point, Rocket Songs becomes such a part of the music industry landscape or vernacular that whenever anybody's going into the studio, somebody would say, hey, we're going in to make a record, but you know what, let's hit up Rocket Songs first and just see if there's anything there that works for us. They got some great stuff on that website. Let's go see if there's anything there that works for this project, whether it's country, hip hop, rock, alternative, pop, whatever, indie, whatever it is. Hey man, let's go check it out. See if we can find a great song. It's all about having a great song. If you've got a great song, you've got to have a professional piece of material for the most part. Really well-written song. If you're going to get anywhere, if you're going to brand yourself, you're going to get views. You want to get the most views. You want to get the most streams. You want to sell the most, not so much CDs anymore, but product as you possibly can. Best material you can find. So I would hope that at some point it would be like when Amazon first started selling books and somebody said, hey man, you got to go, you're thinking about buying books online. You got to go to Amazon, you know, do the same thing. You're getting ready to go into the studio. Dude, you got to check out Rocket Songs. Just go check them out. See if there's something there that works for the project. If there is, great. If there isn't, there isn't. That it just becomes a part of the recording process. Trying to find a great song. We all try to find a great song. This is just a part of the process. You're going to tell your friends, you guys got any great songs? Hey, if anybody's got a song, let's try and write a song. Hey, let's go to Rocket Songs. Just part of the process. That's my dream.
No, I think that's pretty darn good, you know.
Yeah.
And I could totally see it happening. I think that what you've got going on here is something very, very, very useful, and I can't wait to tell a lot of artists that I work with about it, because I think that it's worthwhile. It's worth the time. It's very easy to understand. The experience is great. Finding what you need is not hard. You're getting it from quality people. The music is vetted. Come on. What else could you ask for?
Exactly.
What else could you ask for? So I just want to say thank you for taking out the time to sit here and, you know, tell me more about the platform. This is something that's going to be beneficial for a lot of people. And I truly, truly wish you all the success with this, because this is epic. You know, like I said, numerous times in this interview, if I were to become a singer or songwriter today, I'm going straight to this platform.
Yeah,
of course, I'm going to try on my own. But you know,
and if you're a songwriter, it's not just a site for singers. If you're a songwriter and you want to become an indie content provider, hit us up. Send us the music, and we'll listen to it and invite you to come on board.
So it's two ways. So it's not even just, it's two ways.
Wow. Absolutely.
Well, you guys heard it. All right. Well, on the way out, let them know where they can find the platform at, if there's any social media accounts or if there's any way for them to get directly in contact with you or even any email addresses that are important. Go ahead and share that right now.
Yeah, it's all just the obvious stuff, Kareem. It's, you know, the website is rocketsongs.com. There's a YouTube channel that's rocketsongs.com. And, you know, any contact or if you want to reach out to us, you can go to the website. There's obviously a place there to send us an email or contact us with any of your thoughts or comments or questions that you might have about it before you sign up. Or like I said, if you want to become a content provider, it's totally automated now. You can go to the website and submit your music right online. You have to talk to anybody. If you want to try and put songs up on the website.
Flawless.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it. Thank you so much, Jonathan. I really, really appreciate it.